Okay, so thank you everybody for being here today and for your openness to doing something a little bit different. And I'm just gonna mute everyone for now. And today we're gonna have an experience, you're invited to an experience of spontaneous movement. And there is a book called on the subject called Authentic Movement. That's one place that this practice comes from. What I'm going to share with you today is my version of something that Vince Horn of the Buddhist Geeks is teaching. And this is just my version of it. I'm going to turn my camera off in a minute, but just to get you started, the idea is to play with dropping out of this mind into a deeper center from which the impulse to move may spontaneously arise, and then embodying that impulse to move as it shows up moment to moment in your own unique experience and way. So I invite you to stand. And I'm going to turn off my camera. Invite you to stand and just take a few minutes feeling what it is to stand. Taking your posture, a standing posture. Noticing all the sensations of standing. All the sensations of standing, the sensations of the feet on the ground, noticing what distance apart your feet want to be. You might try having them kind of close together, having them far apart, and just playing with how the different minute variations in your posture feel for you. And take a moment to stand and breathe, noticing all the micro movements of just standing still. Noticing how it is to breathe and stand, how it is to breathe in a standing posture. Noticing what hurts, what feels good, and what neutral sensations there are. Take a nice deep breath in, nice breath out. Allowing the body to just suggest how it might want to move, how it might want just to move, playing with gentle swaying or shifting from side to side. Just seeing what might want to happen for you. We might have ideas in the mind about how a person should move in a spontaneous way. So just notice those, maybe act them out, play with them. and let it go. And just see what kind of movement there might want to be. Are there broad expressive gestures? Are there feeling states arising, mental states arising that might want to be given expression in the moment? Are there expressions of gratitude or pain? Wordless expressions of being. Allow yourself to move as you feel compelled to move. Breathing, flowing. How is your movement flowing? Rhythmic, erratic, choppy. Just let it be and let it rise and flow into being. If you know Tai Chi or Kung Fu, or you're doing movements you've learned, that's fine. Use whatever you know, inhabit it, be it. Let it come up and flow into being. Are you using dance steps or move you've learned? Great. Let them flow in through you and into expression. And just see how big, how expansive, how small, how contracted the movement wants to be today. Let yourself go. Let yourself go. Let yourself go. If letting yourself go means coming back to stillness, come back to stillness. If you're wanting to take your seat again, take your seat again. This is your time to move as you want to move in the world. coming to stillness for their conclusion. You might just take a moment to reflect on how it was to move in the world. If all of life could be spontaneous movement, how would you move in the world? How would you show up? What limits your movement, your expression? What limits how being shows up in your world? And let's just take a moment to intend to send the good energy of our meditation out into the world, that it may touch all and bring just the tiniest bit of healing and liberation to all, even though we may never know how that happened. Stopping the recording.